SS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Baltimore Bridge collapse. I'm Sherry Preston. A large cargo ship losing power and crashing into the Key Bridge, a major span at the entrance to Baltimore Harbor. Fire Chief James Wallace.
As units were responding, they began to receive numerous calls indicating multiple people in the water.
Two people were pulled out of the water. One was not seriously hurt, the other in very serious condition. It's believed as many as 20 could have been thrown into the water. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is on the scene.
The weather here has been a challenge. Temperatures are frigid, and we heard police say that this is a massive area that they are searching. The tide is coming in. That will pose an additional challenge. They are searching below the water, on the surface. Sonar activity, they say, has detected the presence of some vehicles underwater. And I did just speak with a neighbor here who said that she heard the bridge collapse around 1:30 a.m. She told me it sounded like a plane was landing in her backyard.
The governor declaring a state of emergency. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in Wisconsin today and tomorrow. Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He's here to talk to local leaders about the economy. Stops include Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, La Crosse, Sheboygan, and Wausau. Political spending by anonymous donors is reaching record highs. Anna Masolia is the author of a new report by Open Secrets. She says that kind of money often pays for misleading attack ads.
When you have dark money groups fueling this spending, the voter may not know what interest the secret donors behind that have.
Masolia says dark money often comes from 501c4 nonprofits, which have few legal limits on how they can spend their money. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The new community clinic in Green Bay is bringing medical and dental care to residents who may not have access to it otherwise, says CEO Kim Franzen.
And we decided we're going to really up our game and bring our services out to those who have barriers for transportation. So we decided let's build a mobile unit.
The mobile unit can provide dental, medical, mental health care, and WIC benefits to area homeless shelters. The Oshkosh Common Council will decide whether to change the titles of mayor and deputy mayor to council president and council vice president during today's meeting. The city of Oshkosh operates under a city manager form of government. Because this could result in a change in an ordinance, it will require a supermajority vote or 5 of the 7 members of the council to pass it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Bobby Portis asked, what's it like to finally have Chris Middleton back?
It's fun to have a whole team, fun to, you know, build it these last 11, 10 games and, you know, try to turn in the right direction, man. It's that time of year now and it's exciting.
Baseball, the Brewers have some injury concerns. Outfielder Garrett Mitchell will be out the next 4 to 6 weeks or longer with a fractured left hand suffered in batting practice over the weekend. And a report from baseball insider John Heyman says that Jackson Chourio will need tending to his elbow nearly every day following an injury he suffered as a 12-year-old in a Venezuelan youth league. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he has no problem signing Jordan Love to a contract extension sometime soon.
Certainly having 4 years with him, I think, gives us a lot of comfort what he's all about and how, you know, his teammates look at him and the organization looks at him.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Scattered rain is likely today. It's also going to be windy with falling temperatures here through the day. We'll get into the mid-50s by around midday, but we'll drop into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind south becoming west, gusting to 30 or 35. Tonight, windy, low of 24. Tomorrow, clearing with a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations in the four state
areas.
You
drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The home of the largest fly-in in the world. We are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino the Mayor. The mayor, of course, still down in Mexico. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now's the time to get it done. Now until March 31st, zero interest up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Set your free consultation right now at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. Joining us right now, the head men's basketball coach at your Green Knights University of St. Norbert College, Gary Gresh. G-Mac.
Mino, how are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
When's your vacation?
You know what? My life is a vacation, G-Mac. My life's a vacation. I'm just saying. So let me ask you this. Back in 1994, if they had the NIL working these days, how much would Norgie get?
Oh, well, after 94, he would have got a lot of money. Up until then, probably not a lot.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Go ahead.
You know, that was the year we beat Cal, and his freshman year was somewhat ordinary. You would never have guessed he ended up the second pick of the Bucks in the second round in 96.
Yeah.
But halfway through that season in 94, he had a really big game against Western Illinois at home and brought us back to win that game. And then after that, his confidence took off. And that was his sophomore year, the year we beat Cal. And then his junior year, he was very good and really played a lot on the block. And then his senior year in 96, he was shooting from all over the place. Not necessarily a lot of threes, but jump shots and in the post. But up until then, I don't know if he would have got a lot of NIL money right up until 94. But certainly after that year, he would have made a pretty good living.
Beaton, at your league, you guys don't have to deal with type of those things. But, Gary, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I feel bad for Sundance at GB. I mean, I think being a mid-major coach these days, you find somebody, I even put it on my Facebook, you find somebody like a Nordgaard who wasn't highly recruited. You really work with them. You develop them. You see them develop. And all that work goes right out the window. And I can't blame the kids. If somebody offered me $100,000 right now, I'd walk across the street and take it. But still, to be a mid-major coach, that's got to be so tough, isn't it?
It is, and it's really kind of sad, because I think one of the beauties in college basketball, and when I played, you could follow guys over their four-year career and get to know them as people, as players, and follow their game and watch them grow and develop. And now it's almost like it's a new team every year, and GB is not immune to that. It's going on all over, and really even at the high major level. So it's kind of a sad state. You know, really now I feel like Division III is the last form of amateur basketball.
That's the honest truth. And it's tough on the fans, too, because, I mean, you've seen it. I mean, you guys, nobody really knew too much about you coming in from Wauwatosa, or Norgie from Dawson, Minnesota, or, you know, Burley from Janesville, and Eric Jackson from Milwaukee. And, you know, okay, a bunch of good and nice young boys. And all of a sudden, you developed such a rabid following after a couple of years. You guys were rock stars, and it was such a cool thing that people got to see you guys play for those four straight years. And that is out the window right now, isn't it?
It is. Really, it's a new team. You know, it used to be recruiting was just looking at high school and junior college kids and prep school kids. But now it's the transfer portal and really retaining your own roster, which is pretty sad. I mean, if kids are playing and having a good experience in the past, it was almost understood that they were going to stay. Now they have a good experience. They're playing. They're looking around for the next best thing, and people are contacting them behind the scenes. So it's really an odd time with the NIL and collectives and the portal. And then the other thing that's, I think, a little bit under is the immediate eligibility that's gone on the last number of years, where when I was playing, if you decided to go to another Division I school, you had to sit out. So that was a little deterrent. If you really wanted to look around, all right, you have to sit a year before you get to play at that new school. And now they can bounce around and go wherever they want.
I mean, some of these guys will be 3-4 schools. It's incredible. I mean, seriously, there's one guy's reading, he was trying to get another year. It would be like his 7th year, I think, of college sports with the COVID and a red shirt and an injury and a whatever, whatever. I mean, and I think he was at 4 different schools.
Yeah. Yeah. I one of those football kids in Florida, I think he's on his like 7th or 8th year.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it was football. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. But I think you look at Green Bay's women, and I think that's where Kevin has such a strong culture there with those girls. They dip into the portal a little bit here and there, but they've been able to retain and develop those girls. And obviously the winning helps, but they have such a great following in the community, and it's because those girls are there for 4 and even 5 years sometimes.
You know, there are two things going on in college sports right now that 10 years ago would have been like, mortal sins. Like, these are things that just cannot happen for the sanctity of our amateur world. And, you know, all these. Okay, two things. Boosters been able to contact a guy and offer him crap loads of money. And the other one is these guys, like you said, with these kids. Okay, that coach yelled at me today. I'm leaving. Goodbye. I'm going to play for right across the street. I mean, it's like a few years back, boosters couldn't buy you dinner. Remember? I mean, seriously, right? I remember one time the AD got on me a little bit and says, John, did you buy that at the, we were in like a Quick Trip type thing. And I won't even say the player, but a kid didn't have a lot of money or whatever. Everything. I said, hey, let me just throw it up there. I'll get that for you. And the AD.
Well, I really appreciate you doing that for me back then, John.
Well, hey, what I do with you guys is when I used to order your Diet Coke, they had a little something special in them at times. you guys were a different breed. No, that never happened. But another thing, gee, that's going crazy, and I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg of what's going to happen, the fallout, is the legalized gambling. Did you see this guy for Toronto? Porter is his last name. And you can, I didn't even realize this, you can place bets on almost anything in a game. So he had this thing where it's like the Vegas line or FanDuel or whoever it was, you know, it said 2 3-point shots made over under, certain number of rebounds over under, yada, yada, over under, okay? Well, some people were trying to bet $10,000 on that in different parts of the country. The guy plays the game. He leaves after like 2 minutes, says he had an eye injury or something. So all of those hit. And that just sent up red flags like you can't believe. I think a lot of that stuff is going to start happening. And maybe even a ref, you know, he's got some financial problems. Yeah. And maybe make a call or ignore a call late in a game. I mean, that whole integrity of the amateur sports over the last few years, everything that we had been brought up with is out the window right now.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild. And it's really affecting some of the coaches where you look at the last couple of years, Jay Wright at Villanova got out of it. Coach K at Duke, Nick Saban in football at Alabama.
Yep.
I think they just get to the point where, you know, they have all the resources and they're winning at a high level. So that's not an issue. It was everything else that's been going on the last couple of years probably came to a head, and they said, you know what, it's not worth it.
No, and with a baseball coach, Alabama, a couple of years ago, was fired because there was this huge bet, like a $50,000 bet placed on Alabama losing this one game to somebody. Turns out he texted a buddy at the casino, said, hey, I'm scratching my starting pitcher. We're not going to win this game or something, and he got fired from it. They found that out. So, I mean, that stuff's going to happen. And for every one that comes out, who knows how many are behind the scenes?
Right, right. Yeah, it's really strange times for sure. And even it's going to filter down. I have some friends in Division II. It's affecting them where those kids are getting scholarship opportunities at Division I schools. Hopefully it doesn't filter down to Division III because everything kind of has a ripple effect. So yeah, at some point it might filter down here, but hopefully not.
Well, if that ever happens, your last resort is JUCO because there are no rules in JUCO. Trust me.
And I'm going to get you to donate to our collective. Don't worry.
Absolutely. Well, G-Man, tell me about you. You always put on one of the greatest banquets of people. I know there's a lot of sports banquets in the world. St. Norbert Men's Basketball puts on one of the greatest fundraising banquets and everything of anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. Tell me a little bit about what you got going on this year.
Yeah, this is actually our 18th steak fry, and we named it in memory of Woody Wilson. So Woody was my assistant coach at Green Bay, and his wisdom and vision, he started the steak fry over at UW Green Bay, and that's grown into a tremendous event for their fundraiser. But when I got here, he said, we need to start our own fundraiser, start our own steak fry, and that's what we did. So we're in our 18th year of running our steak fry. Festival Foods and Epic Event Center sponsors the dinner for us. So it's a great venue over at Epic. You know, in the past, we've had Dick Bennett speak, Larry McCarron, Wayne Larrabee, Jeff Norgaard, Terry Porter, Brian Butch. And then this year, Jack Bennett, two-time national champion from UW Stevens Point, Coach Dick Bennett's brother, is going to speak at it. And then we have the auction and the fundraisers, and people can bid online even if they're not at the event. But this year it's Wednesday, May 15th, and all that information is on our website. So if you go to snc.edu, search athletics, men's basketball, you can find the link to our steak fry. And we have a number of alums that aren't able to make it, and they're going to bid online for some of the things that we have in our auction.
What are some of the things, Gary?
Oh, well, autograph memorabilia, yeah, is really, you know, a lot of the Packer stuff, Wisconsin stuff. I actually was able to get two Caitlin Clark basketballs autographed at a clinic this fall.
Wow.
Right. And the women's game is really, yeah, it's really kind of taken off. So I was excited to get those.
Well, that's fantastic. Did you get it personally?
Yeah. Yep. From her. She was speaking and demonstrating at the clinic. The Iowa women's coach was speaking, and then Caitlin was there, and I was able to get two balls autographed by her. So those will be in the auction.
That's fantastic.
So it really, it's got to be a year-round thing where we're working on the ticket sales and the auction items year-round, and we're really kind of cranking up for it now since our season has ended.
It's like one of the big social events.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of autographed jerseys, different things. And we have everything we need in our program. But to give our kids a first-class experience at the Division III level, we really want them to have these things and fundraise for them for our program. And the majority of the money goes towards an overseas trip. So in Division III, we're allowed to do it once every 3 years. And because of the steak fry and the success and the support in the community, we've been able to pay for the entire cost of the trip for our players once every 3 years, and our next one will be May of 2026.
Where are you going?
Well, that's still up in the air, so if you got any suggestions, I'm open.
Italy.
My wife certainly has a lot of suggestions.
Italy. I'll come as a chaperone.
Italy is good.
Okay,
Italy is good.
Can you stick around after this break, G-Mac?
Yep, I'll be here.
Okay, Gary Gresh joining us right here, St. Norbert men's basketball coach, back with more with Gary right after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Are you? you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Told Todd my memories to this story, G-Mac, and I think he just lost his breakfast.
I was just going to say to you, are you sure you want to do that to G-Mac?
No, I'm not going to. Hey, G-Mac, you know what thing I was thinking? It's like, what stands out for me at the steak fry, one of the early steak fries? Your wife does not eat steak.
No. She tries to avoid red meat sometimes.
Yep. I remember standing in line, and I was like, oh, I'm going to grab that really big one. She goes, ugh. I'm like, what? She says, I don't eat steak. It's like, wow.
Well, yeah, we corrected that. We now have a vegetarian option. So.
Okay, very nice. Got a text here. Always great to hear Coach Gresh got the steak fry on my calendar. Coach Woodkey from Kimberly High School.
Yeah.
Very thanks, nice. Coach. Hey, G-Mac, when you look back on some of these, like the NCAA tournament right now, and our good friend Greg Binns had a thing on his Facebook about all the, you know, highlights from back in those days and everything. And, you know, people talk about how, you know, athletes are bigger, stronger, faster, jumper, yada, 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 yada. You guys could play with anybody, though. In watching that, I mean, watching what you guys did, and not only in one of the games that I still watch once, or some of the highlights I still watch, is that's a really underrated game, is how well you guys played against some teams that didn't make it into the limelight. Like UIC, Sherelle Ford, and Kenny Williams, probably nobody unless you're a big GB fan ever heard of those guys. They were really, really great basketball players. I mean, you know, everybody talks about Jason Kidd, but they don't know about you going up against the Kenny Williams and Sherelle Fords and some of those guys that, like, Valpo had a couple of guys that were just studs that had transferred in. I mean, that conference was really underrated in its day. And God bless you, you're always mentioned with Jason Kidd, but that overshadows a whole about 20 other games where you took on somebody that was a real stud and you did your best to keep Coach from, you know, yelling at you.
Yeah. Those mid-major games and that conference back then. And then even you go before I got there, you had Charlie Spoonhour at Southwest Missouri State.
Yep.
And then some of Tony's
Kevin Mackey at Cleveland State. Remember Kevin Mackey at Cleveland State?
Yeah. Cleveland State. Yeah. So it was a tremendous league. Very, very competitive. Certainly Sherelle Ford and Kenny Williams. I think at one point they made four straight Mid-Continent Conference Tournament Championship games and never got over the hump.
Yeah.
But just to have that consistency shows how talented that group was. And then the league kind of changed after my sophomore year, that year when we beat UIC in the Conference Tournament Championship, played Cal. It kind of broke up. And then Xavier joined, and then LaSalle was in it for a year. So it's gone through some changes, but watching these NCAA tournaments, you know, you get a bunch of juniors and seniors at the mid-major level, and they can compete with some of those high-major schools.
No question. I know your dad, of course, played at Marquette. He's got to be excited about that team right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, he still calls them the Warriors, but the Marquette Golden Eagles now, he's following them as a two seed, and then their bracket kind of opened up. I think there were some upsets, and now I think they have to beat NC State, and if they do that, they're going to be in the Elite Eight, so... Yeah, he's definitely pulling for them.
Or their left-hander is something special. Something about you lefties, Gary.
All great shooters. Tony, Kalik, me.
Exactly. The whole bunch all the way across the board. You know, one other thing, though, looking back at those old, and this, not to bring up a bad memory, but I was reading the thing about all the coaching changes in major college basketball over, like, the last 2 days. It's just been mind-boggling, right? And I saw a name pop up. It's like, where do I know that name from? I know this name. Where do I know this name, Quanzo Martin, from?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Tell the story about Quanzo Martin.
That was the 95. So we beat Cal in 94. And then in 95, we had lost those 5 fifth-year seniors on the team. So Martinez, Ludvigson, LeDuc, Zavada, Vanderbilt all graduated. And then when we got through the conference tournament, Xavier was the one team. Like, we just did not. They went through the league undefeated.
They're unbelievable.
I think we were the 3 seed. They were the 1 seed. They rolled everybody that year. And we were at Wright State in Dayton. They had to play a play-in game just to have the right to play Xavier in the quarterfinal game.
Wright State. But
I still remember where I was sitting with Norgie
in
the end zone, and we watched the home run pass, and Wright State beat Xavier. And then we kind of looked at each other like, wow, that's the one team we did not want to play. Now we have a chance to win it. And then we did win the conference tournament, got the automatic bid, and then ended up playing Purdue that year with Brad Miller was their center, and then Quanzo Martin was one of their best guards. And I honestly think, you know, some of those calls down the stretch was the reason why Coach Bennett never felt the little guy, the mid-major, would get the important call in a big game in the NCAA tournament. And ultimately, maybe made his decision a little bit easier to go to Wisconsin after that year.
Not even a couple of quick things. I was sitting, I think, with Ryan Borowitz and Kevin Olm, and I remember that the guy, I think he's a walk-on, Martinez or something was his name for Wright State, and he was, like, right in front of us, and we were literally like, well, should we just go? It's like, well, let's just play it. And he threw the most amazing pass I've ever seen, and they scored. And you're right, we were, like, stunned because that team, that Xavier team, was so good. We could have played them 10 times, and they would have beaten us 10 times. And there's, I can't think of any other team I'd say that for. They were so big and physical. It was incredible, weren't they?
Yeah, and there were some quirks in that schedule. So we only played LaSalle, had Speedy Morris was the coach there. We only played them one time at home, like at 11 o'clock on an ESPN game. And then we had to play Xavier one time, but it was at Xavier in Cincinnati. And they absolutely thumped us. And again, that was the one team that we did not match up well, did not want to play, and things kind of fell into place for us.
Didn't, I'm bringing back a lot of old names, didn't Kareem Towns, who was drafted by the Lakers, wasn't he with that LaSalle team?
Yep, Kareem Towns, yep, good guard. And then Burke, I think, was the other guard, and both those guys were high scorers.
And you know what, I'll tell you one other last thing about that game against Purdue, and I walked in the locker room, and I go up, coach, you know, to do a post game. And he was almost in shock. Like, I remember he had his clenching his fists. They won't let us. They will never get, they'll never have. And it's like, it was almost like stammering. It's like, but he was saying exactly what you just said. He realized that the Purdue's of the world, if there's a really close call, and what the call was, it should have been a charge on Konzo Martin, and they called a blocking foul on you. And I just watched that play again the other day, and it was totally a charge. Not even a question.
Thanks for bringing up some
I know, great I know, right? Sorry about that.
Actually, 2 minutes before that, too, Norgie boxed out Brad Miller. Brad Miller goes over his back, kind of tips it out. The ref blows the whistle. Purdue starts walking back on defense, like, oh, it's over the back, you know. They're going to go back on defense, and they call the foul on Norgie for blocking out. And everyone started looking at each other like, this is not good. And then a minute later, the Quanzo Martin block charge call happened right in front of the bench of Purdue. And Katie already had a technical earlier in that game. There was no way they were going to give us that call.
No way possible. Oh, well, good memories otherwise. Okay, G-Mac, tell me once again about how people can, sorry about that, how people can register online for your auction.
Yep, so it's Wednesday, May 15th at Epic Event Center, sponsored by Festival Foods. If you go to the St. Norbert College website, click on athletics, click on men's basketball, and then there's a link for the steak fry. So again, if you want to just look at the items online, bid on some of those things, make a donation, buy tickets to attend the event, we've really come dependent on this as our main fundraiser to do some amazing things for our student athletes at the Division III level. So anything that you can do to support our guys is appreciated.
You got it, G-Mac. I'll be talking about that all the way right up until the first day. Do I get a free ticket or just half price or a little something? Or
we'll get you in.
Take home plate. I'll wait on the parking lot, something like that. I'll be okay with that. Gary Gresh, always a pleasure, my friend. Congratulations on another fantastic season.
Thanks, Mino.
Buddy. Take care. Gary Gresh, when we come back, we're talking a little bit about a great new place in downtown Green Bay, about 100 yards from us right here, Heights Pub and Parlor. Back after this. Same song.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is considering letting school start in August. Local schools like the idea, but the state's tourism industry does not. The owners of resorts, restaurants, and other businesses told a hearing yesterday they need school-age workers during the peak of the summer season. Local schools say they need more flexibility. The change still needs approval from lawmakers and the governor. Efforts to debunk election conspiracy theories in Wisconsin resume tonight in West Bend. That's where Kathy Bernier and the group Keep Our Republic will hold a seminar.
If we have a successful election with no drama or accusations, that will be a success.
Bernier speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Keep Our Republic was formed to counter doubts about the 2020 election. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay Packers Give Back awards two social justice impact grants to two Milwaukee-based organizations. Hope Through Restoration and Project Return will each get $125,000. Both organizations serve individuals and families who've experienced incarceration and are reintegrating into public life. Each night, as the kids are being put to bed, dishes are done, and things are settling down for the night, the Oshkosh Police want you to adopt a simple habit to help with crime prevention. They call it the hashtag 9 p.m. routine.
It's a social media campaign to remind people to remove valuables from their car and then to lock their car and also to lock their home.
Kate Mann is the Public Affairs and Crime Prevention Officer for Oshkosh Police. The 9 p.m. routine is posted on the Oshkosh Police Department social media pages around 8:55 each night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Bucks and the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the LA Lakers tonight at Fiserv Forum. The Bucks' Bobby Portis asked, what's it like to finally have Chris Middleton back?
It's fun to have a whole team, fun to, you know, build it these last 11, 10 games and, you know, try to trend in the right direction, man. It's that time of year now and it's exciting.
Baseball, the Brewers have some injury concerns. Outfielder Garrett Mitchell will be out the next 4 to 6 weeks or longer with a fractured left hand suffered in batting practice over the weekend, and a report from baseball insider John Heyman says that Jackson Chourio will need tending to his elbow nearly every day following an injury he suffered as a 12-year-old in a Venezuelan youth league. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says he has no problem signing Jordan Love to a contract extension sometime soon.
Certainly having 4 years with him, I think, gives us a lot of comfort what he's all about and how, you know, his teammates look at him and the organization looks at him.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered rain is likely today. It's also going to be windy with falling temperatures here through the day. We'll get into the mid-50s by around midday, but we'll drop into the 30s by late afternoon. The wind south becoming west, gusting to 30 or 35. Tonight, windy, low of 24. Tomorrow, clearing with a high near 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning.
Weekdays from 6 till 8.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Gary Gresh, head men basketball coach at St. Norbert, joining us. Right now, some exciting news. Brian Baumler and Ashley McDermott are here, Heights Pub and Parlor. And I'll tell you what, it is such a great rebirth that you guys have given that place. Because, you know, Jim and I always talk about the great old buildings in downtown Green Bay that got knocked down or in the 70s were painted bizarre colors. Walk into your place, and it is, like I told people, it's like Curly Lambeau could be sitting here having a drink, or Don Hudson, or, you know, it's still got that character feeling of old Green Bay that is so authentic, and I think it's awesome. You guys have not only kept it that way, but added a few touches to restore it to make it really cool.
Absolutely, and first of all, Mino, thanks for having us.
Oh, good, great to have you.
You know, the excitement for Heights has been fantastic. The feedback's been phenomenal. And like you said, it's all about the atmosphere of that building.
It is.
When my wife and I purchased
that building. Well, you got some pretty good servers and marketing.
Well, that's part of it.
I don't want her. She almost punched me the last night I was there.
Yeah, you be careful. She gets feisty.
I know. And with those nails. Holy cow.
It's all about the atmosphere. It is a three-headed monster. We talk about atmosphere, service, and food. And when we hit on all three of those, you know, it's a great thing at Heights. And the atmosphere takes care of itself. You walk in that downstairs pub part, it's got that old world charm,
yep,
which is fantastic.
Which you can't quite recreate.
You cannot.
And people try, and that's, God bless them, but you can't quite get there. You know what I mean?
and then you take a walk upstairs and you see the parlor, and it's two different worlds. The charm of the old world downstairs, and then you walk upstairs, you get the elegance of the brick and the exposed ceiling.
Yep.
We have people asking to be in both, you know. There's times where you have private events up there and people want to go up there. I'm like, sorry, can't do it.
Just to see it, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever do any research? Like, because we were talking about it used to be as Oxfords at one time, mm-hmm, and before the Heights and everything. But like years and years and years ago, like the 40s or anything. Any idea what that was?
Honestly, no.
That would be fun to research.
Well, I mean, I know one thing is way back in the day, it was a jewelry store.
So oh, really?
The original Bones was, I think, Van der Zanden Jewelry or something.
Oh,
like
no
that.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because our cooler has like that. What am I trying to say, though? Like the
vault.
The vault. Yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's
our beer, cool. Our beer cooler is actually the old vault for these.
I'll
to
be
keep
damned. It. Yeah. That's cool.
That's cool.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Ashley, I was giving you a hard time the night I was there because you can get my drink switched for size, drinking somebody else's drink. I got sick from it, the whole thing. But other than that, I just had to tell you, I was raving. I was going insane over your, and I know you're not big for the food up there late at night, but I mean, Your sweet potato fries were to die for, as they
Those
say.
Those are delicious.
They're unbelievable. And then tell me exactly what's in that sauce so I can recreate it and let our people know.
I don't even know.
Don't do it. It's a secret sauce.
I don't even know. I guess I need to get on the secret.
But that was one of those little things. Just having a drink and sweet potato fries was really good. That was
and
awesome.
And you weren't going to have any.
I know.
You
remember?
Weren't. Until you were not.
That was like, that other lady got some ladies there. I'm like, what are those? And I was, can I try one? So they let me try one. It's like, I got to get some of these. Got to get some of these.
He's in there like eating everybody else's food.
Yeah, exactly. Doesn't pay for his own, but he's snitching off everyone else.
And yeah, if you gave him the recipe, he'd be walking through the grocery store 2 weeks later. Mino's secret sauce. Yeah.
That's not that far from the truth. I'll be honest.
You know, we still got to come up with a drink for you.
That's what I've heard, huh?
Yeah, What's your favorite drink?
I don't know. I'm a vodka guy.
Okay.
Well, we're going to have to create some.
I know. Todd, you going to help me on this?
What do you like with your vodka?
Well, actually, you know what I'm liking now? Moscow Mule with ginger beer, and you can get like diet ginger beer.
Oh, okay.
That is really good. Have you had that?
I have not.
They actually have a variety of Moscow Mules.
Do
so
oh,
you can
there?
Like create your own if you want.
Oh, I
yeah, like Huckleberry?
What's Huckleberry? What is it?
Oh,
well, you know what I should probably do?
Vodka.
Why don't we do this? I mean, I'm doing this for you guys. So what I would do.
I know where this is.
is going.
We appreciate that. We'll take a night, come over for a couple hours to 3 hours, and just, you know, give me a sample of, you know, what you think you'd like my name associated with, and they'll come back the next day. We'll do some more, and then we'll decide on one.
And the day after, the day after.
Give me a week at the most. I'm indecisive.
Create a Moscow mule, but call it Mino Mule.
Mino Mule, the Mino Maker
or something. There you go.
I like this a lot. Todd, yeah. That's where you are who you are.
We're going to have the Mino Mule and the Christie drop. Oh, my gosh.
I know.
And then Todd.
Yeah. Spotted Cow.
Where to be original.
Yeah, that's Todd.
We have, like, the flavored vodkas, but I just got, like, flavored. So it's like grenadine, but it's huckleberry flavored. So you could get your regular vodka Moscow Mule with like a little bit of dash of huckleberry.
I'd like
flavoring.
To try that.
Yeah, I know.
I would definitely like to try that.
Gotta come in.
What are you doing at 9 a.m. this morning?
Yes. I'm at your place.
Yes.
I'll tell you one thing, though. You do get a nice clientele there. And
yes,
that matters. I mean, mm-hmm. I've gotten to that point where I've been in enough saloons in my life. I don't want to deal with knuckleheads. And you guys don't get that, which is a cool thing.
Right, right. Yeah, it is nice.
That was part of the vision when we opened the place. We wanted to capitalize on, you know, lunches and Meyer crowds and, yep. and dinners. And, yep. You know, part of the deal with my wife is if I was open past 10 o'clock, she was probably going to be signing divorce papers and not, you know, papers to buy that place.
She'd be owning it. Right. You'd be picking up the dishes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can understand that. But that's the thing. You guys have limited hours, don't you, because of that?
No, absolutely. So we, our kitchen is 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Monday through Thursday, we're open till 10. Friday and Saturday, we stay open an extra hour, about 11 p.m., and then closed on Sundays. You know, I think it's important that our staff has that day off, rest,
absolutely,
rejuvenize, and get ready for the next week. But
let me ask you this then, though, and maybe this is your alley, Ashley, because I know so many places aren't open on even Mondays and Tuesdays because they can't get help these days. How is it staffing-wise in this world?
Actually, I feel like we've gotten pretty lucky.
Okay.
We've got a great staff, and we're staffed, which is nice.
But people would to work at a place like that.
Yes.
You know, they know
yes.
that some guy's not going to grab them or somebody's not
right,
going
right.
to talk stupid. And...
Well, I mean, once in a while.
Well, okay,
you
I was there once. Come on.
We'll let you back in, though. Yeah.
But I mean, that's the fun part about a place like that.
It is.
You know,
it
it's
is.
Classy.
Yep.
It's quality. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the cool part.
You know, Mino, one thing is, you know, I'm going to give credit to Ashley right now. She's fantastic. You know, her running the day shift and the lunch crowds, she's a hoot.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people probably know the real Ashley. I nickname her the real for her reels that she puts out on social media. So it's R-E-E-L,
oh,
Ashley McDermott.
You're big in that?
I guess.
Oh, I like it. Todd, settle her down.
You might have to check it out. Have you seen me with the basketball head on?
No.
Oh my gosh, Mino.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Go to social media after this.
On our Facebook page. You got to check it out.
I will. Wow. I got to say, I didn't know I had a celebrity here.
Oh, you do.
That's outstanding. Wow.
Oh, and my Tito's earrings. I have a Tito's hat. I came in one day with my Tito's earrings.
Tito's vodka hat?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even have a Tito's vodka hat.
Well, I might be getting a Tito's baseball jersey for Brewers opening day. I mean, I got to make some videos with
I got to find these videos.
You do?
Oh, well, absolutely.
Well, she's going to drop another one today. So everyone listening out there.
You might have to.
So
check out what she has in store.
It's just your Heights Pub and Parlor Facebook?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. I got to check
and
this out.
And they're usually shared like on Instagram too. So
fantastic. So with your rebirth, as I like to call it, what are some of the things you're trying to get out to people?
It's having a space for just casual atmosphere. Come and enjoy the company of friends. The kitchen, you know, I'm going to give a lot of credit to my kitchen manager, Dom. I'm going to use your name. So I just called you out. So, you know.
Yo, Dom.
You know, Dom.
Hey, Dom. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Doc,
shut up for a second. I got to mention your name, all right?
Hey, cook me some food.
Weeping Mino, shut up. Go ahead.
No, it's all about him putting out great food and great flavors. You have to have that to be a successful restaurant.
No question.
So the exciting part is that we are going to drop a new menu in the next couple of weeks, too. So we've only been open 2 months, but we're ready to move on and you know, reinvent some things and put some exciting things out there.
Any type of specialty or anything?
Well, we have our Hawaiian porker this week.
What's that?
It's
pulled pork, Hawaiian style.
Where they bury it? What's that called? It's got a spamfarkle or something.
I've never heard of this. Yeah,
Todd, have you heard of that?
It's sparnfarkle. I don't think it's Hawaiian. Is it?
Isn't it?
I thought there was something from like Norway or something.
Hawaiian. Okay.
It doesn't have that Hawaiian ring.
Well, maybe the one I had was actual spam. In the UP, they bury a big thing of spam.
I'm sorry, I spoke incorrectly. Sparnfarkle is a suckling pig, but it's usually for Oktoberfest, so it's not Hawaiian. Yep.
Okay.
Sparnfarkle.
So there you go. Thank God I was here to tell you guys what you're serving.
Cool. Not Sparnfarkle, Sparnfarkle.
I'm afraid to say it. I don't have a
dump button.
I'm dancing all the way around that one. Somebody else could say it. What was
ask
it again?
The person that speaks German, okay?
Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah. And French onion soup. I know. You love French onion soup.
No, he doesn't. But I do.
Christy.
Do you put bread in it?
She told me you love
French. Mino
mules and French onion at 9 a.m.
I can't eat soggy bread. Do you put bread in it?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
No.
Then it'd be okay.
You know what we could put in it?
Dip your own bread.
Yeah, that's fine. But I just don't like that big piece of soggy bread in there.
No, absolutely not.
And Murphy will back me up on that. He when I was on the show with him, we always talked about that. That's not, nobody should eat it. Oof. It's not good for you.
You're sounding a little bit like Jim right now.
No soggy bread.
You
no
could add those crunchy like French onion things.
Will they stay crunchy though? That's the key. Will they stay crunchy?
Oh, I'm sure they would. Okay.
Don't let it take a bath in there.
All right.
You got to eat it fast.
The way to know what somebody makes, a restaurant or bar, whatever you want to call it, that where something's good, is what do the people that work there eat?
Oh.
Brian eats everything.
you make me sound fat.
No.
Well, I'll tell you what. Once Don starts coming out with that food, Brian just shovels it in. It's unbelievable.
Try
him
everything.
And Don got this thing going.
He's a good business owner. He likes to try everything. Well, I'm a picky eater, so.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
How can you work in a place like that and be picky? Do you eat the...
Miss Chicken Tender over there.
Oh, really?
They're so good. They're my favorite.
Do you eat the fries?
Yeah.
The sweet potato fries?
Ooh. I just need to like get better at trying things still a little bit. I'm still working on that.
All right.
As my husband would say, open up your horizon.
He's got that bad of a lisp?
Well, no. Okay. He's listening too.
Oh, sorry. All right.
I'm mocking him.
We got this one. Mino's drink name should be Mino in the Morning, specialty Bloody Mary for the early sophisticated drinkers.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
That is.
That's not solid. I love a good Bloody Mary.
We got to add a little twist to it. What would be your twist?
Well, real spicy.
Real spicy. Okay.
Real spicy.
Spicy Mino in the morning.
Yes. Yes. Do you guys make a good bloody?
Oh, yeah. We do.
You?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Do you have your own, your mixture type thing, your own stuff?
No.
Okay.
But it is a very good premix.
Okay.
Yeah.
What comes with the garnishes?
Condiments. You get a little piece of sausage.
Oh, okay. Sausage?
Actually.
Sparnfarkle?
Yes. A little beef stick, actually. A little beef stick, little string cheese, mushroom.
Nice.
Olive.
Nice. Nice. Do you ever put pickled, what are they called, Brussels sprouts?
We do have pickled asparagus, too.
Oh, I like pickled asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Do you put that in the bloodies?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this a lot. Hey, we got a time. I might need a couple. Need a couple of drinks.
Well,
we're open all day.
Yeah, I might need a column.
We're open until 10.
Okay. Wait, a column?
A whole column of my drinks.
Oh,
or your menu. Like an insert.
Insert. Yeah. You know where they have the specials, the old little diners you'd go and they have it paper clipped?
Yep.
You know, today's special is the chicken sandwich and a bowl of soup.
I don't know if you were let in on this, but we're going to call it the hit list. I mean, we got the Christy drop. We're
going to
have the Mino Mule. And,
okay.
You know,
and
the whole state, Todd, whoever.
Todd. What about Jim?
Whatever. Well,
oh, man.
You know, he had to go take a vacation.
I know. He used to be a gin guy.
Whatever,
and I do not like gin.
Whatever he comes up. I mean, we got a lot of gins. So.
We got to work on this.
Gin Schmidt.
The Gin Schmidt.
Hey, yep. Again. You
the
see why we got
a Gin Gimlet?
That's good, too.
Gin Gimlet, yep.
I like this. I like the way you people are thinking.
The Barbie.
What was that?
The Barbie.
What happened to that Barbie?
That's a long story.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Somebody take a flame for that thing?
That's for another segment, I think.
Yeah.
If I was half the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
All right. Can you guys stick around for a minute?
Absolutely.
Okay. We're with Brian and Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor, downtown Green Bay. A rebirth for a phenomenal building, a phenomenal place. Stay with us.
I make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face. You big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing we.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor Show here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app. Jim is down in Punta Canta. No, not Punta Canta. He is in Riviera Maya.
That's right.
Riviera Maya.
Just not here.
Yeah.
And he's missing a good time. We're with Brian and Ashley from Heights Pub and Parlor. Great grand opening they had a few weeks ago. And, you know, it's one of those things that downtown Green Bay, in fact, this stretch, this Washington Street stretch, you know, it's so vibrant, it's so good, but I still think it's only the tip of the iceberg of what it could be. Do you guys feel that way with downtown?
Absolutely. I mean, there's, you know, some chatter going on with what's going to happen in the parking lot across the street from us. I don't know if I can really talk about that, but no,
it's anyway. It's been in the news.
It's in the news, but... There's so much on, you know, I, as a business owner and wanting to be an entrepreneur, the timing of this is perfect for me because of what's going to happen next April in Green Bay with the draft.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So that was all part of the strategy behind getting our feet under us this year and getting going. And,
you know, I got to give you people credit though. And I talk about this a lot. And this one, that's where we always have the spotlight. Mm-hmm. Every week we have a different business type spotlight and something like this. You have so much courage to do this. And one of the guys we had on, I think it was about a week ago, was from Oshkosh. And you know, he put everything he had into it and just sweated bullets. Is it going to work or not? And he said the one thing he learned, is best advice he could give to somebody, don't get into it unless you're okay being, unless you can be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, whoa, that really says something, doesn't it? Because that's the business.
It's the business. I mean, it's not easy. It's kind of a sick obsession, to be honest.
That's the thing. Once you're in it, you don't want to.
No.
Yeah.
I mean,
like that. Was it that bad mistress or something like that?
No, I've been wanting to do this for 24, 25 years now, ever since college. But I didn't get into it right out of college.
It was a good thing. Probably a good thing.
Yeah. You know, I went through the corporate world for the last 24 years, and then finally. You know, I joke around with people who ask and they want to hear my story. I say, this is my midlife crisis.
But it's got to be fun, though, too. Everybody, I've always wanted to own a bar type place. Always wanted to do it. And, you know, it's kind of like being a lawyer, though, because, like, my son was going to be a lawyer, and I think he was discouraged because everybody that's a lawyer says, oh, don't do it. And everybody I talked to that owned a bar was like, oh, don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like you really, really have to have the passion for it. If you don't have that, and if you don't have that passion of serving people and being nice to people and being, you know, all those kind of things, then don't do it.
Nope.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you go to places so often, and it's like you get service, and it's not great, and you just tell that they are not loving their job or they don't want to be there. And it's like, well, kind of reflecting on not necessarily your tip, but like your service is not what it should be.
And the reputation of the place.
Yeah.
And Ashley just hit on the third piece of the third head of monster. We talked about atmosphere. We talked about food, but it's the service in the front of the house.
No question.
Is oh my gosh, you know, not only Ashley, but I'm going to call out Heather. I'm going to call out Christy. I'm going to call out, you know, the rest of our servers, Alex. You know, we have a great, great crew that they understand service and they understand what it means to be top notch.
That is everything. Because when you're in your mind thinking about, there's about three different places you go.
Oh, I forgot Sammy. Sammy, I did not forget about you. Got to say, call out Sammy too.
Sammy, they always forget about you, don't they? Did your parents do that, Sammy? Let's talk. There's something, Sammy, let's be honest. There's something about you that's forgettable. I don't know what it is.
Ouch.
But obviously, Dom is in a lot higher standing than Sam. We got to talk to Sam.
Oh, boy.
By the way, did you see Big Wayne gave the Todd's drink?
The Tipsy Todd.
Ooh.
Enough to knock you out, but tasty enough to drink all night. Thank you, Big Wayne. I've said so many times in life, people have said that about me.
I bet you. The Tasty Todd. Yeah. The Tipsy Todd. Yep, tasty. Very nice. But you can't overestimate. And I'm not saying this as you being in the business and being the owners and being whatever, but just as clients, customers of going someplace, I'm sure every one of you in your mind, you can name a place where I'm not going back there because of bad service. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and no one's perfect. We don't claim to be perfect, but we do want to try to give 100%. And, you know, there's days where someone may not be on top of their game. But as
like
long as
when
we...
you have a few too many whiskey trials.
Well, we won't.
Oh, wait a minute. We need
I
to dig
know,
into
this. I don't know what she's but I'm all ears.
There is not enough time.
We had a little
segment.
Bit of a whiskey tasting one morning at like 9 a.m., and I'm like, you should probably move this to the afternoon next time.
Well,
you need Mino's card on that. His business card. So when you do that again, just call
absolutely,
him
absolutely.
I was so discombobulated all day.
Okay, that's something I have to ask you guys about, though.
It's wonderful.
No. Well, yes. Nice. But bourbon. When did bourbon become such a crazy thing?
It is amazing.
I did
how
a
much
golf tournament a couple years ago. A bottle went for $1,500. A bottle of bourbon. It was Jack Winkle or something?
Jack Winkle. It better have been good.
Because the name's not
something
good.
Something Van Winkle. But it was like a collector's item. And it's $1,500. Guy dropped it like, no problem, $1,500.
Yikes.
And he said he'll never open it.
Well, what?
Yeah, it's like this has become collector things. It's crazy.
Vintage.
Can't you just take like a little sip and then put the cap back on?
I thought about that too. But isn't it bourbon all of a sudden is like...
It is the hot thing right now.
Wow.
It is. It's crazy.
What's the most expensive one you have, do you know?
Whistle Pig.
How much is that?
Oh, on the rocks?
$10.50, I think.
No, way more than
that. No more than that?
We just brought in a 15-year Whistle Pig and it exceeds the $20 price point.
For a shot?
On the
rocks.
Yeah.
On the
okay.
Rocks.
Wow. All right. Because some of them are out of it. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, high. Yeah. Like $100 a shot some places.
Yeah, we're not that high.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm not coming there until you are.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then your mule's on hold.
I'm like dropping.
All right, the Whistle Pig's 150
I'm like dropping hundies when I have my shots.
Well, guess what? The Mino Mule's 150 now.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, it's great having you guys here. Tell everybody where you are, what you do, your hours, your specialties, or whatever you got. Go ahead. You got 2 minutes to do it all.
I'll start, Ashley, then you can wrap it up.
All right.
Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. One of the best atmospheres you're going to find in the area. Food's fantastic and some of the best service you're going to find. Ashley,
outstanding.
Wrap it up.
We got a lot of great items to choose from. Paninis, the burgers, we just had somebody tell us the burger is one of the best ones they've ever had.
Really? Okay.
So you got to stop in and try that.
Definitely
will. Hawaiian porker on special this week and some French onion soup.
You know, you could name that after me, the Italian porker.
Oh, wow. I guess we could.
That would work, right,
maybe
Todd?
I'll throw that in my reel today.
Todd, do not agree with me.
Yeah, I'm not going to say anything
thank
on that
you.
One. Yeah.
Thank you, Todd.
And actually, really, really quick. So some of the specials that we've had out last week and this week, those are some of the new menu items. So the flatbread, the porker, the Kentucky bourbon that was out, those are things you're going to see on the new menu. So, cat's out of the bag on that.
Sounds exciting.
Happy hour 2 to 6, Monday through Friday.
Very
half off
nice.
Beer.
Half off bottled beer and draft beer.
We appreciate it.
And you know what? We're going to do when I do the Mino Mule. First day, they're all free for anybody.
we'll
we got to go, Ashley. I'm sorry, your mic's off. We got to go.
What? We'll start you
at 10. Thank you very much. Back in tomorrow morning. I'm out of the van.
See you. We'll
your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Tune in Tuesday to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show 1 week until the Wisconsin primary and a wake-up call. Devil's Advocates across the state, 4 to 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.